Creighton Plastics. Creighton Plastics. Hello?
Hey, is Christian by chance?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. I actually just wanted to call here and follow up. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good borrowing history you had with PNC Bank a few years back. Do you recall receiving the offer by chance?
Like an email?
It was sent through direct mail. It may or may not have hit your desk by now.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think I've seen it. I mean, I get a lot of that type of, you know, a lot of offers like
mm-hmm.
that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about like, what, like almost like invoicing stuff or just regular?
The offer was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and the business looks like it got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to see if you guys had any plans for growth here in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I saw it or not. Like I said, I kind of get a couple of those a week or so, you know.
I'd imagine you do.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to send me an email or if you want to resend it, because I don't remember that one.
Yeah, what's a good email there? It's much quicker than mail.
Yeah, it's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Crichton,
which is C-R-I-G-H-T-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastics with an S.
Okay.
.org.
.org. Okay. Yeah, I can reshoot that over there for you. It'll just summarize the offer. It'll have my direct contact information there for you. Like I said, you were pre-approved for both equipment and working capital. Were there any plans or anything you were looking to do here within this year?
I mean, it's possible. You know, I might consider something like that.
Okay. Was it more on the equipment side or the capital?
Probably the capital. I think we're pretty good on equipment.
What was it you guys were looking to do there? Are you just trying to grow the company, or was it some...
We're in the middle of some growth right now, so...
I see. Does it have to do with, like payout structures you have with companies, like Net 30, Net 60s, or just trying to keep operations going there?
Yeah, just like, you know, when land's a bigger job, sometimes you might want to... I mean, I have a credit line with PNC, so it was just a matter of me taking a look at what you had to offer. That's all.
Yeah, what's the line of credit that they have there for you? How much did they give you?
It's like $350.
$350. Do you use it often, or is it just kind of like a Plan B type thing?
We use it sometimes here and there, but I don't know how yours works. If it's on top of what we have, or do we have to not have theirs and only have yours?
And yeah.
Is yours the credit line, or is yours just a loan?
Ours is a working capital, which is very similar to a line of credit in the sense that you'll get approved for the largest amount and you can use however much you want. The difference is it's actually based more off of your sales as opposed to your credit. We're usually able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. And it's unsecured cash, so there's no collateral, there's no down payment, and you can use it for however you see fit for the business. It's usually used for, you know, like taking advantage of like some really cheap materials for tooling, or if you wanted to take advantage of some inventory or something like that, and you didn't want to have to dip into the line of credit and mess with your credit or anything like that. That's kind of where we would step in. Did you kind of have a rough estimate of what you might be looking to maybe take on for that situation?
Not really. Like I said, I've gotten these offers a lot, and I just haven't looked too hard at them, you know.
Sometimes
I've asked them about the interest rate, and it was pretty high on some companies, so.
Yeah, you know, that's just going to kind of depend on what program you qualify for, how long are the terms. There's a lot that goes into that, just because we're not like your typical nationwide bank that just posts a number on a window and then make you jump through endless amounts of paperwork and hoops to try to qualify. We work with all different types of businesses, so our programs vary from company to company. But it's definitely something you might want to consider. I mean, is busy season about to be coming there for the business with winter coming around, or are you guys usually steady throughout the year?
It's kind of steady, but sometimes we get a surge, you know, the last 3 months of the year.
I see.
Pretty common. So.
Yeah, I did some marketing there with you guys do it's injection. Is it like injection molding that you do there?
No, we're a custom fabricator.
Custom fabricator. Okay.
Tank fabricator.
Okay.
Tanks.
Okay. Yeah, I worked with a injection molding company out here for some time on some marketing for them, and it's a brutal industry, man. You guys all claim to do like the exact same thing and nothing but quality, and so
right.
It's a lot of do you guys deal with a lot of like repeat loyal business there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys at all involved in like the medical side of that, or are you guys
No, it's all industrial.
Industrial? Okay. Yeah, like I said, we can free up anywhere from about 10% to 15%. And one of the nice features actually here at Cardiff is the application process itself is actually only three things that we look at. But once you are approved and you have the multiple programs and offers on the table, it is good for 90 days. So if you did, we're going to have a 3 month stretch here where you might need it. The approval will last throughout those 3 months. And if at any point you do need some capital, it's literally a phone call, and within 24 hours you're funded, and you can take advantage of whatever opportunity that you have there. That's kind of why companies like working with us, is just because of how quickly we move and how they're able to take advantage of basically any opportunity that comes their way. They don't have to worry about pushing paperwork and getting on the bank to actually get the process going. Once you're in and in the system, it's just smooth sailing from there.
Okay.
So I have your email here, Chris at CrichtonPlastics.org. I'll shoot that over. It'll summarize the offer, and it'll have my direct contact information in there as well. I'll maybe give you a week or so to, you know, just kind of look over it and see if it is something you guys might be interested in. And we can just kind of follow up then and see if you guys might want to get the ball rolling, or at least just see what we can maybe do for you.
Okay.
All right, Chris. We'll be in touch then.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.